Part of Barrett's plan would set up a state venture capital fund to invest in startup companies. It would have the state borrow up to $100 million to create the fund and raise a total of $500 million from other sources.
This fund would then leverage the entrepreneurs who have great ideas and boundless energy, but just lack the basic seed money to get things started.
If it works as planned, the new tax revenue created by this fund would pay off the debt. Barrett says he'd also consolidate economic development programs in the office of the governor and streamline the permitting process for construction projects. He'd also target tax credits for construction projects in blighted communities and offer tax credits to companies that create jobs. Barrett has been critical of his Republican opponents' job plans, both of which rely on cutting taxes for multi-state corporations and for residents who earn more than $300,000. Both moves would mean hundreds of millions in lost revenue for state government. Barrett says his plan is different.
I think that tying tax cuts to companies that actually create jobs in the state of Wisconsin and invest in Wisconsin is a better way to go.
But Barrett won't put a hard number on how much his plan would cost the state or how much would be available to companies. He says the amounts of various tax breaks would depend on the shape of the budget next year. GOP gubernatorial candidates Mark Newman and Scott Walker criticized the plan. Newman said Barrett had no proven record of creating jobs in Milwaukee. Walker said the plan relied too much on government to turn the economy around. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.